WJTL 10th Avenue North at Zach Williams, the first Christmas. Denver and the Mile High Orchestra, Winter Wonderland. Before that, good morning to you at 720.
Your weather forecast for this Thursday, sunshiny, windy, and cold. Cold is going to be the word you'll hear a lot today. High of 29, clear and cold overnight, low 19. Sunny for your Friday, high 34. Saturday, mostly sunny, 37. Gets even better, folks. Mostly sunny for your Sunday, high of 45. Currently, it's 18, but it feels like 5, so please do bundle up.
Our friend Tim Johnston is with us today. He's with Friends in Action International. He's the executive director. Good morning again, Tim.
Good morning, Fred.
Great to have you here, buddy. You have been telling us a little bit about what God is doing through Friends in Action throughout the world. And tell us a little bit. You must have some great stories about how God has moved through your ministry.
Well, Fred, this morning I wanted to tell you about our newest initiative. Our newest initiative is out in the middle of the South Pacific.
Okay.
That little place in the world where we're all dreaming about right now, a nice, warm, tropical island.
Amen to that.
It's a chain of 88 islands called Vanuatu. And on the largest island called Santo, way up in the mountains, are a bunch of people living in this little villages. And although they're the friendliest people you might find even on Earth, they're just friendly, amiable people. They're living in extreme spiritual bondage and animistic beliefs, and they're bound by the local witch doctors. The Nevons live under a tribal system. So what that means is that you cannot publicly teach the word of God to them unless the chief gives you permission to speak. So that really makes it a challenge for sharing the gospel in these remote villages.
Wow.
So one of the local national pastors who understands that, his name is Gabi, has asked Friends in Action to help bring villagers clean water, and he knows that this will open and give an opportunity to share the gospel. So we're really excited about this project. This year, we work with Messiah College, and we've been working on engineering and surveys for this project in Vanuatu. We're almost ready to run 16 miles of water line from a clean artesian well up in the mountains to 30 villages, 3 schools, and 2 clinics.
Amazing. That's just going to revolutionize their lives in so many ways.
Which really means that 3,500 people will literally have the benefit of this clean water. But more importantly, because that water's come to their village, it'll open the door to share the word of God with mm-hmm. them and give an opportunity. So we just look forward to seeing what God will do. And I just wanted to tell you a little story about a lady up in those villages. Her name is Alvine. And Alvine's a Nevon woman from the village of Mataloy. Early each morning, she leaves her grass hut, and she spends a day weeding and working in her garden. And she tries to cultivate enough food for her family, like kumala and, well, that would be sweet potato, and yams and those kind of things that they grow and harvest there. But because the conditions are so tough there, where you've got extreme rains and then you have extreme dry seasons, she doesn't really end up with a very good crop or harvest. So one day we were talking with Aveline, and we said, Aveline, tell us more about how do you get your water and how do you take care of your family? And she said, well, one day I went to work, and I worked in the garden all day. She said, normally, in the afternoon, my children go out and they gather the water for dinner. She says, but that day, the children hadn't fetched any water because they stayed late at school, and it became dark, and they couldn't go get water after dark. Sadly, she said, by the next morning, her child was sick because she hadn't eaten. And one of her children was fighting dysentery and starting to have real problems because of eating with dirty hands and not keeping clean. So these are the kind of things that they face. You know, it's not an isolated story. There's many up in those villages and places that face those kind of things, and they suffer with disease and sickness. Even if you go to their clinic, I mean, think about it. Here's a clinic that's servicing 2,400 people. She's literally taking care of 500 families in 50 to 60 villages. That's hard to imagine, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she tells us that the water is so dirty in their tanks that they don't use it for drinking. They only use it for washing their hands and cleaning because the cattle and the animals are in this area where the source of water comes from. So water is just a really huge issue for them. And so, you know, it's really important to be able to reach out and help people with clean water. But we also want to share this morning that really our opportunity to reach out and share the word of God and offer eternal life to people is far more pressing. And that's really the vision of Pastor Gabi and Friends in Action, is to be able to bring the word of God to these people and give them an opportunity to understand the word of God themselves and place their faith in Jesus Christ, which is what the season's really all about right now, isn't it?
And if our listeners want to get involved, I understand there's opportunities for them to do that online as well as maybe a trip in the future.
Yes. If you want to go online, we have this giving catalog that's online. Go to FIAINTL.org online, and you can find that. And you'll see all not only the opportunities for Vanuatu, but there's other opportunities to give or get involved. Or if you're one of those people that really wants to go hear, see, smell what it's all about, we'll be having trips to Vanuatu this year in June and in August. So give us a call. We'd love to have you come along and join us. It's a great opportunity.
FIAINTL. That's Friends in Action International, FIAINTL.org. Check it out online. Tim, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. Back to the music with Third Day. This is Silent.